The following program is rated MC9. Some material may be too spooky for children under 9. We suggest listening together as a family.
Greetings, boos and goyles. It's me, your host, Mr. Cemetery, back with another one of my spine-tingling terror tales. Tonight's story? Well, tonight's story is about an unexplained creature that often appears with no head, with red eyes set into his chest. It has been photographed and seen by a number of eyewitnesses. Think you're brave enough to listen? Well, let's find out. And I call this one the Mothman. Enjoy.
The first sighting of Mothman was in November of 1966 in Point Pleasant, West Virginia. Two newlywed couples were driving on Route 62 when they saw a dark figure on the hillside up ahead. It was almost 7 feet tall and it had red eyes and large black wings folded behind its back. And as they watched, it spread its wings and flew into the air. They sped off, but the dark figure followed them, even though they were driving over 100 miles per hour. Later that night, a man was home watching TV when the screen suddenly went dark and was filled with a weird pattern. Just then, he heard a loud, high-pitched whining noise coming from outside his house. When he went out to see what it was, he saw two large red eyes staring at him from the darkness. His dog took off after it and never came back. That night, the man was so scared he slept with a gun next to his bed. Another family in the area spotted a dark figure outside their house. It was almost 7 feet tall, with terrible, glowing red eyes. The figure came onto their porch and peered through their windows. The family was so horrified that they locked their doors and called the police. But by the time they arrived, the creature had vanished. News of the strange sighting spread around the world, and newspaper nicknamed the creature Mothman. Between 1966 and 1967, over 100 people saw the mysterious Mothman. On December 15, 1967, a major disaster hit the town of Point Pleasant when the Silver Bridge collapsed during rush hour traffic. The cars plunged into the dark waters of the Ohio River, and 46 people were killed in the accident. That night, eerie lights were seen in the sky over Point Pleasant. The Mothman was never seen again after the bridge collapse. Many people believe that the Mothman had something to do with the disaster. Mothman has also been sighted just before other world tragedies, such as tsunamis in India, Chernobyl, in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, and September 11th in New York. There is no way to truly determine exactly what haunted the skies of Point Pleasant in the mid-1960s. Some credit the sightings to a migration of sandhill cranes, while others believe it was a large owl that wasn't native to the area. Though Mothman sightings have decreased significantly since the 1960s, photos of a Mothman-like creature was taken by a man driving through Point Pleasant made headlines in 2016. The Mothman has also been spotted in Chicago, leading some to believe he relocated to the Windy City. Nor, perhaps, there is more than one Mothman in our midst.
Imagine meeting this guy in a dark alley. Seriously, are not just simple moths terrifying enough that there had to be a Mothman? Why do moths like the light? Because if they like the dark, they'd be goths. Nay, guess what? Terror Tales is back in full force with another revolting year. Yes, my Terror Tales return January 9th for season 4 with all new thrills and all new terror and your same old host. So subscribe so you don't miss the season premiere. It will surely chill your blood. I tell you my best ice joke now, but it slipped my mind. So until next time, sleep well, friends. And then remember, to stay spooky. Ah!